Time to get right back into our chat with Steve at Indian Country Sports and Lots, continued from our last outdoor report. All right, well, what else you got to tell me? Any other good news from bird hunters or fishermen?
Bird hunters are finding more birds now that the leaves are pretty much completely gone. It's a little bit better. There's a lot of fish in rivers right now. The Falls River kind of filled up with salmon and other things, but try to get them to bite is another question.
Really? What's going on
with that? There's people up there today, and there's all kinds of fish in there, and they're trying everything they can, but when the salmon do come in the river and they get into the river and they've been in there a while, they get pretty much not active. You know, people are thinking, why don't they bite crawlers or why don't they bite spawn? They're on the end of their life cycle, and it seems like they get hard to get when they get into the rivers. The few boats that are still out and are trolling very shallow, right along, you know, 10 foot of water or less, right along the mouths of the rivers and ahead of the bay and along the beaches and stuff like that, are picking up some nice steelhead and coasters and some of the salmon that have not come up yet. So they're getting a few. It's still okay.
Are you hearing anything that's working better than another?
Not really. No. There's not enough boats out to get a consensus that it's this color or that color, no. No, I would say not.
What about spinners versus, say, spoons, KO wobblers, and little Cleos, that kind of thing? Anything there?
On the rivers and that, it seemed, and at the mouse, it seems like spinners, oranges, pinks, chartreuse, bright colored seem to be the thing.
Okay.
I know there was a guy in here yesterday, and he came in and he wanted some specific KO wobblers. He had got three salmon trolling out here the other day on KO wobblers instead of your traditional, you know, fins or your traditional, you know, moonshine spoons like you normally troll salmon. He's back to the old casting spoons, just running them along the shallow long line.
Well, Steve, I appreciate your time. Anything else you want us to know about at this point?
No, it's an exciting time right now. I mean, people are after scents right now. I mean, some of the real hot estrus scents, like this S&P scent, some of the good stuff, people are after this right now because I think they're right on the money to use it. I think for a large portion of the year, it's not the right stuff. For right now, right at this time, and like scent drippers and stuff, it seems like it's the right time right now. It might last for a week or so, and I always feel by about rifle deer season, it usually is kind of past, and it might be again, you know, the main part of the rut.
Hmm.
But the main part sure seems to be on since about the weekend.
Well, Steve, thank you so much. You know, I wish you and I lived closer together. I'd sure love to come to camp and have a cold one with you.
Yeah, me too. I just had an interesting conversation today a little while ago with a friend. This is just off the wall. One of my gun companies is people that I deal with on a regular basis is in southern Arizona. He called me up today with some guns that I needed. It's 37 degrees there and sleet and snow. I said, we've got 70 degrees and sun.
Yeah, right?
He said, we're going to get even throughout the winter for the next 6 months. I said, I know. They got rain and snow in Arizona today, and we're having sun.
Yeah?
Beautiful.
Weird, huh?
Yep.
Well, thank you again, Steve. We'll catch up with you next week.
Good luck, everybody. Bye-bye.
Steve Koski, Indian Country Sports in Lawrence, and this is The Outdoor Show.